Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today is day five as we talk about God's purpose in your life and how we seek that in a time of meditation. I want to start with a piece of scripture from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12, where the text says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I love this picture because it is a bit like clinging to something of great importance, clinging to something that you know will not blow away. I can remember a couple of years ago, Jenny and I went to see a movie about the tsunami that hit Indonesia. And I literally, because of how the camera moved, I literally got nauseous and had to leave the theater for a bit, watching how everything in the path of this tsunami had been washed away. And trying to find something that you could cling to was rather elusive and just out of reach. You know, I don't think we should be surprised. The more we grow in Christ, the more we realize how little we truly know Him. Our purpose is always inclusive of knowing God more, of trusting God more, of resting in God more. In Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul outlines his strategy for taking hold of more and more of God in his life and recognizing his God-given purpose. First, don't expect to ever truly reach that goal. I mean, if Paul didn't, what makes us think we will? Second, the more Jesus takes hold of you, the more you're captivated by his power and presence in your life and the more you're motivated to pursue after him. Third, forget. Let the past, with its poor choices, with its mistakes, with its failures and foibles, stay in the past. Don't long for what you had yesterday. Backward focus prevents forward motion. Fourth, press on. The word translated press on means to run swiftly in order to catch something. Just like an athlete approaching the finish line, as they lean into the tape and to make sure that they get that last millisecond, this is how we are to exert our every effort and lean into God, our Creator. And finally, I love this, there's a prize. It's wonderful that it's more than enough to keep us in the race. Maybe today we need to recognize that part of our purpose is knowing God. And to do so, we spend time with Him. So without any further delay, let's enter into a time of 2 minutes where we would hear from the Lord and we would just be in quietude. And we might be able to say, Lord, in this time, would you speak clearly into my life the purpose that you have for me, including, God, give me a passionate desire to live with you, to walk with you, and to trust you more. And let's begin that time of meditation right now. I'll be back in 2 minutes. and I'm back, and trust that you had a time in which you heard from the Lord. So we did things in reverse a little bit today. So right now, let's take a couple of deep breaths and just have a moment where you just kind of bask in the goodness of God and how He does hold us and His purpose keeps us steadfast. Take a deep breath with me. Ready? Blow the stress out as you exhale and get rid of the tension that comes through this life and let it escape you. Push that out and allow yourself to stay on the perfect beam of God's purpose for you. And out. I want to leave you in this series with a passage from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. You were chosen according to the purpose of God, the Father, and were made a holy people by His Spirit to obey Jesus Christ and be purified by His blood. May grace and peace be yours in full measure. That is my prayer for you today, my friend. If you haven't listened to today's weekday podcast, make sure you jump over there and get a dose of scripture along with your meditation. And you can do that at weekdaypodcast.com, or you can join just by subscribing inside iTunes or Google Play. God bless you, friend. I trust that this time as we meditate on God's purpose has been a blessing in your life, and you'll share it with your social media so that others might be blessed as well. Take care.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.